98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Okay, I'll tell ya, it's coming up to 6:14 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke, and it is February 14th. Valentine's Day. How's it going? That's really creepy music. I like it. Listen, come here. If you've just woken up and you're like, oh God, it's Valentine's Day. I completely forgot. There's plenty of 24-hour places open with like loads of overpriced flowers outside. So you've plenty of time to zip out and zip back in again and have the flowers for breakfast. So go sort it out. It'll only cost you a 50 quid.
98 FM's.
Zara Larsson on 98 FM. It's the Big Breakfast. And guess what? It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Darren Cleary. Happy Valentine's Day, Sue.
Sorry.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I think I've got that thing that Luke has.
Oh, no.
Please fear for me.
Yeah, you sound a bit stuffed up, actually. Yeah. Oh, Cooper's spraying him.
That's Cooper. No.
That'll make it worse.
That is making it worse.
I can't make it. Oh, God, I got that.
Yeah, it's in okay. It's in my soul. If I don't turn up tomorrow, I'm sick or have been sacked.
Or I've died from that inhalation.
Or the inhalation.
Apple flavour Dettol. There you go now. All right, what are we playing, Sis?
This morning we're playing Heads or Tails.
Woohoo!
So I've grabbed a couple of headlines from around the world and some that I've just made up. You're going to hear them read, actually, by a real newsreader.
Ooh.
And you should tell us if you think it's a headline or just a tale.
Okay, Darren, you're going to do the honors, please, and go first.
Seagulls are getting drunk on booze and throwing up on firefighters.
I mean, it was believable until the firefighters. Mm. I remember a scientist once told me that bees and wasps are so angry in September and October because technically all the pollen inside of them is fermented, so they're a little bit drunk.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm starting to think maybe that's true. Yes, it is.
It's not true.
Well, how would you know? You just have like six bees.
Well, we've about six hives.
Yeah,
but
the same.
That's about 60,000 bees.
Oh, because they eat the pollen and spit it back out. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
That makes the honey.
Yeah, honey is bee puke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they keep a little bit, they get a little bit dipsy. I gotta say, that's a head.
They got a stash. It is a head. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Cooper, I told you bees are drunk.
It was seagulls.
Well, it's actually seagulls, yeah.
Well, they're drunk too. They've been eating the bees.
It's happening in Devon. They're actually not eating bees. What they're having is leftover pints by the seaside. The firefighters actually went in to help them because they were acting a bit drunk.
The seagulls
were? And they were puking on top of the firefighters. Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine that image, that scene.
I mean, you've given it to me now, so I don't need to imagine it.
No tears left to cry. San Francisco onion shop rebranded to honor Ariana Grande.
Where do you start?
No. There's no onion shop. There's no. You can't. Hey, what he's doing? Opening an onion shop? What do you reckon? No.
I mean, there's two kinds of onions.
Go on.
Spring and non-spring. And red.
Shallots.
I think they're just.
There's a shallot of onions.
I think there could be an onion
yeah.
chip.
It's a lot of varieties.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're saying...
No.
It is a tale.
See, I called shenanigans.
Darn you, Cooper, and your sense of logic and reason.
All right, one more and we can... Because we're draw at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Tinder for cows. New app matches livestock in the mood for love.
I love that Brendan said mood for love.
Oh, I missed that. Hang on.
Tinder for cows. New app matches livestock in the mood for love.
Mood.
Brendan O'Loughlin, the very best in the business. Mm-hmm. That, my friends, is a head.
What do you think, Coop?
I think that's ridiculous. But I also think... No. It's not... No, that couldn't be real. I'm saying it's... A fake one.
What about cows? Cows need love.
Yeah.
They don't define.
Think of all the cows you've known over the years that needed love. Don't name them on the radio.
It's Valentine's Day. And cows, they do need love. Yeah, and they got us with Tudder.
What?
Yeah, so Darren, you're correct.
Ding.
The app's called Tudder. It's to help farmers find a mate for their cows.
That's ridiculous.
Gotta find the right match.
And my prize is the Dettol apple flavored disinfectant.
Yes. You're welcome. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Ava Max, Sweep and Psycho, 98 FM. It's 7:16 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Susan, I need to ask you a question, okay? And this question's very simple and straightforward.
Yeah.
Something happened in New York yesterday. I know that the lads pictured this were there and they were singing, but this is not the crowd from their gig. It was a very quiet affair on top of the Empire State Building. But this happened in New York, and I want to know: can you guess what these people are celebrating? Big crowds. Right, that's all you're getting. What are your guesses, please?
Are they English football fans?
Are they English football fans?
Yeah. No. Are they watching some sort of American sport?
No.
Did they watch a proposal? Engagement?
No.
Okay, I have no idea.
Okay, 0877 98 98 98. What are these people celebrating? Big, huge celebrations.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Saying like a what a 98FM, it's the Big Breakfast at 7:24. That's a very simple question, and that was, what were these people celebrating in New York yesterday? So you had a few guesses. You said, was it a bunch of English lads watching football?
Yeah.
Not Larry enough.
It's all sports. All sport, my guesses.
You did then shout Trump at the end. No. Morning, Cooper. Are they celebrating somebody's stag party from Sheena?
Oh.
Morning, Sheena. Thanks for the WhatsApp. No. Josh says, is it the Patriots coming back to their state with the Super Bowl? That's from Josh. No, because the Patriots aren't from New York. So it's definitely not that. I am now going to let you into what these guys were celebrating. And it was at an event yesterday which announced a load of brand new Nintendo games. And this is them freaking out at when they're showing it up on the screen. So Super Mario Maker 2 announced for June, Kirby's Adventure and Super Mario Brothers 2, which would be online as well, Nintendo 99 with online battle, and Zelda Link's Awakening remake announced.
There you go.
Something to cheer about.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Hello, Big Breakfast team. How are we?
I'm still sad about Declan Rice.
Listen. Never mind Declan Rice.
Yeah, I'm over him. He's gone.
There you go.
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
What's about to happen?
I'm just celebrating Valentine's Day, Georgie. No need to get all nervous.
Okay.
Everybody in this room is all cool. We're all in our own little relationships in our lives.
Mm-hmm. It's getting weird.
It's not getting weird.
Stop being weird.
Sharon, you celebrated Valentine's Day last night. How'd it go?
Yeah, it was really well. We went for a lovely dinner and a nice meal. Yeah. Celebrated a day early.
Oh, that's good. Georgie, you woke up to a nice surprise.
I woke up, yeah. Flowers and a card.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Suze, what'd you wake up to?
Nothing.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Five questions. 500 euro.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Yeah, it is. Time to give away loads of cash because we got it. We want to give it to you. Today is a great day to win money, especially if you want to treat your loved one. That right, Martina?
Yeah, that's right.
Have you had any surprises this morning yet?
Your call. It's the first time my daughter applied for it and she got through first time. So
delighted. Delighted for you. What's your daughter's name?
Tori.
Okay, so Martina and Tori. Do you know how to play? Do you know all the rules?
Well, we listen to it every day, yeah, on our way to school.
And when people struggle on question one and two, did you be screaming at the radio?
Yeah. No, sometimes no. Sometimes no.
At least you're honest. Okay, you ready to play?
Yeah, go ahead.
Best of luck. Okay. Five questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong.
And we're gone.
25 euro.
For 25 quid, tell me, on what part of the body would you guess a pedicure?
Feet.
It is, yeah. On your toenails, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love a pedicure. Yeah, except beauticians refuse to do me feet when they look at them. Stop, that's painted a lovely picture. All right, 25 quid. Martina, what do you want to do? Do you want to take that cash or move on?
We'll move on.
50 euro.
Who is presenting a new show on RTE called Incredible Homes? He's also...
Yes.
You didn't even need the clue. Congrats.
I wonder what type of Valentine's he's having, because he's a bit of a dreamboat, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a certain type, though, I think.
The man can come round and knock the Lee walls now. All right, Martina, you got 50 quid. What you thinking?
We'll go ahead, sir.
Sure, why not?
100 euro.
It's a bit of a tricky one, so take a moment for it.
Okay.
On which Dublin quay would you find the convention centre?
Is it John Rogers?
Begins with an N.
What's the question? Can you repeat the question? Just at the convention centre.
Ask so we can Google. It begins with an N. The convention centre is on which key? Come on, anything.
No. What was it?
It is a tricky one. It's North Wall Quay.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
John Rogerson is across the road, I think, from it, on the Segways.
Yeah. Oh, thanks anyway for calling.
Thanks for coming on.
Come here, Martina. It's all good, though, because we're going to give you Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival tickets for you and the family. You're going to go and see 8th Grade on Wednesday, 27th of February.
Yay.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah, well, you're going. You don't have a choice.
Thanks.
All right, I'm only messing. Thanks, Martina. Have a good time. Cheers.
Okay, thank you.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
This is the Big Breakfast. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope you're all loved up and feeling the love this morning, and you got lovely surprises this morning. And maybe if you didn't get one this morning, there's still a whole day to get through, you know? It's not like anybody forgot. But what we want is we want the kids to get involved in this, because the kids love loads of different things, and we want to know what the kids love. So grab your parents' phone, or ask them, obviously, and send us a WhatsApp. Here's the number. All right, you can write it down. It's 087 7 98 98 98. Write that down. Okay, put it in. Save it. 98FM. You're going to send us a little audio note, and you're going to tell us who you love on Valentine's Day. It can be anywhere or anything. I got Max and Elizabeth, my two kids, to do, and let's have a listen.
Hi guys, it's Elizabeth, and happy Valentine's Day. And the person who I love is my hamster Snowball.
Oh.
And I love him because he's adorable and he's cute and chubby.
Yeah. So the hamster got a look in. Maybe Max can maybe say that he loves his parents.
It's Max. Hey. Happy Valentine's Day. I love my Nana because she gives me sweets every time she comes over.
So you love your Nana, and so the hamster and Nana get a look in, so I suppose we get hugs every day. So get your WhatsApps in. It's going to be a little bit of fun. 0877 98 98 98
98 98 98 FM's
That's Little Mix, Woman Like Me. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast at 8:24. Happy Valentine's Day. My goodness, do you all love everybody. So many WhatsApps coming in from all the boys and girls. I think the phone has gone red hot at the moment. So let's play a couple of them out now. You're all so cute.
Hi, my name's Alana. And I just love my mommy and daddy and my whole family. And they let me in during the night, and I hope that doesn't end, because I love snuggling into them all during the night. Bye, Cooper and Luke.
Bye, bye. Who's that crying in the background? Like, shut up, I'm missing out on cuddles.
My name is Christina.
Hey.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
And the thing that I love are my birds, Summer and Belle, because they're so cute.
Oh, that's so high-pitched. It's so cute.
Hi, my name is Kyle. The person that I love
is my mommy, and you won't be late with 98.
You really won't. Thank you so much. Keep them coming. We're listening to them all, and we'll try and get through as many as we possibly can. We'll play another few in a while, okay? 0877 98 98 98. These are all adorable.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Shawn Mendes, Mercy on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke, and it is Valentine's Day. And we're celebrating this day of love. We're getting the kids to tell us who and what they love. We've had hamsters and dogs. Thank you. I've never seen so many WhatsApps come in. You're all amazing. We have listened to every single one of them. Unless one just came in now while I'm on the radio, can't listen at the same time. But thank you so much. We can't play them all because we don't have time. We'd take up Dublin Talks at 10 o'clock and Adrian Kennedy be really crankier than he is. So let's get through it. Here we go.
Hi, Cooper. This is Liam and Sinead, and I love my mum because she got me chocolate, a teddy, a rose, and a card today. And I love pizza. Happy Valentine's Day!
Yes! I love pizza too!
Hi, my name is Maya, and I love my three hamsters, but one of them died. His name was Gucci. Bye!
Oh, Gucci, rest in peace.
Hi, it's Kelsey. Okay. I love my mom, I love my dad, and I love my bunny and my sister and my cousin Lola Rose, because my bunny's really cute and fluffy.
Yeah, bunnies are the cutest.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and I love my mom because she's always there to help support me through tough times, and she always gives me snuggles and cuddles. Bye, happy Valentine's Day.
Bye, my heart is going all squeezy.
Hi, Cooper and Luke, this is Sophie. I'm 6 years old. I love all my LOLs. They're 14 and one has real life hair.
How many LOLs has she got? 140? Is there 40 LOLs?
Hi, 90FM, it's me, Brody. And you all know, obviously, I love my mum.
Obviously.
But on Valentine's Day, it's all about my crush, Tia.
Oh, nice. Tia is a very, very lucky girl. All right, time for one more? Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
My son Josh has a Valentine, but he's too embarrassed to say.
Oh.
So he's run out of the car into school as fast. His Valentine's name is
Sophie.
Sophie.
Oh my God, Sophie's lucky.
I think he's gonna kill us for saying that.
Probably.
98 FM's
Big Breakfast.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
So, what's going on with this mystery machine today, Suze?
It's got some love hearts stuck onto it. It's glowing pink and it's feeling Valentine's Day-ish.
Valentine's Day-ish, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing, but...
Yeah, it is. I'm feeling Valentine's Day-ish as well.
Valentine's Day-ish. Okay. Well, I'm going to open it up to you. Do you want me to press it? Do you want to press it? Or
there's a heart-shaped button on it there. Why don't you give it a press?
Okay.
Oh! Okay. It says higher or lower?
Okay.
Celebrity weddings.
Celebrity weddings, higher or lower, okay.
So, notoriously, celebrities get married and then within a week they decide, nah, not for me. I'll go on to someone else. A, because they can pay for divorce, and B, because they don't have that five-year rule that we have in Ireland. We have to be separated for 5 years. Divorce someone this week. Get married on the weekend.
Okay. All right, so I have to guess if they've been married longer or shorter, is it?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's higher or lower. So I'll start you off, Cooper, with Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock. They were married for 122 days. That's just the guts of 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they got sick of each other. Did you think Lisa Marie Presley and Nicolas Cage lasted longer or lower? Higher or lower?
I'm saying lower.
You think they didn't even get to 4 months?
Yeah.
You'd be correct.
Yes.
They were 107 days.
Such an odd couple, because he's a big Elvis fan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. And he like sometimes nearly talks like Elvis. And that's like her dad.
You think it would have lasted then longer than 107 days.
Not if you were her and he if your other half reminded you of your dad.
That'd
be a big kind of moment.
So that's our benchmark now. How do you think Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney lasted? Do you think they were higher or lower than 107 days?
Higher?
Not by much, but yes, they were higher.
Oh.
Yeah. They got 11 days more.
Yes. That's not much at all.
It's all around the same benchmark. It seems that celebs are. They do about 3-4 months and then they think, nah, not for me.
Everyone else gets the 7-year itch. They get the 7-day itch.
Okay, 128 days. How do you think Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries fared?
Oh, less.
Less?
Yeah, definitely less.
Much less. Yes. 72 days.
Oh, by the way, for mentioning the Kardashians.
I know.
But yay for me, because I got a...
So that was pretty short. We're looking at 72 days.
Okay,
how
72
do you think
days.
Britney Spears and Jason Alexander went? Higher or lower?
Lower.
Can you remember how long it was?
Oh, it was a week or something, or 2 weeks.
It was not a week. It was not even 3 days. It was 55 hours.
I'm so good at this game.
You haven't got one wrong. I'm waiting to knock you out.
Yes. So what are we down to now?
So we're down to 55 hours.
55 hours. Yeah. Oh, this is getting harder now.
Okay. What about Cher and her old hubby, Greg Allman?
Oh, I don't know about this relationship. Cher and Greg, less or more than 55?
55 hours.
Higher or lower? I'm going to go higher. No way is it less.
It's higher.
Oh, yes.
9 days. Okay, I'll give you one last one.
Okay.
How do you know all of this?
I
freaky
read
information.
A lot of gossip magazines.
Okay, so they were 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lopez and Chris Judd, were they higher or lower?
I didn't even know she married Chris Judd, whoever that is.
Yeah, her first husband, the bald dancer guy. He was in one of her videos, actually, back in the day.
Okay, so married a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Would it last more than 9 days?
She's very hard to be married to, so I'm told.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Do you reckon J-Lo's my maintenance?
If you look like that at 50, definitely.
She looks like she's 19.
Yeah.
Higher.
It's a home run.
Yes!
They actually lasted the most out of all our couples today. They were 218 days. Now, if that's not a love story, I don't know what is.
It really isn't. 98 FM's.
Big Breakfast. 98 FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
I've probably jinxed it now.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, that was the biggest jinx ever.
You won't be late with 98. Say this, what's the story? What's going on?
I'm
going
to start off with telly tonight. So First Dates is back on our screen, the Irish version, on RTE2, just after 9:30. I think they'll probably have a Valentine's themed restaurant tonight, I would say.
Nice.
I've always wondered if this certain thing happens, and turns out it does happen, and it did happen tonight. You'll see it. So there was one woman, she was going on a date tonight. Her name is Diane. She's from Waterford, and she was matched up with Owen, right?
Mm.
But when they sat down together, they were familiar with each other, and it's because when they were travelling in on the Lewis, which drops you right outside the hotel that the...
Oh, the Gibson, yeah.
They actually got chatting on the Lewis and realised that they were both going to the First Dates restaurant.
Amazing.
And then it turned out that they were hooked up together. I don't yet know if it went well or not, but from having a little sneak preview, looks promising. So there might be romance in the air tonight.
Very good.
And from that to more TV, Operation Transformation was on last night. And if you didn't catch it, one of the leaders dropped out. Her name is Jean Tierney. She's from Limerick. She's 33. And they teased this big announcement that she was dropping out. And so Catherine Thomas, who is the host, she called out to Limerick to have a chat with her and revealed the reason why she was leaving the show.
I had hoped and dreamed and wished that we'd be having this conversation.
And I'm crying already. But yeah, so we found out we were pregnant. Clearly wasn't really planned, but like, isn't that like the best thing ever?
Just to be clear, so you're 7 weeks pregnant.
Yeah. So like, it's very early. Obviously with the program, there was two options: that I would just disappear, but that would mean that there'd probably be a lot of speculation or I don't know what, and I think that was causing, that would have caused me a lot more stress than also our family.
Brought a little tear to the eye when I was watching it,
yeah.
I must admit. So very best of luck to her. And
if she hadn't have told them, they would have been like, hang on a second, she keeps putting weight on.
Yeah.
She's like, she's 9 pounds heavier.
Yeah,
what's going on?
So all the best to Jean. And finally, some amazing news in the world of movies.
Okay.
You might recognise this theme tune.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. It's been so long that I feel like I can rewatch it again.
Oh, 100%.
It is, of course, Breaking Bad. So the news has just come out that there's a movie in the works and it's going to star Jesse Pinkman.
Yes,
well, he's
science.
The character. What's his name again? Paul? Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul.
It's going to star Aaron Paul. It's going to be focused on the life of Jesse Pinkman. It's the sequel, so it is after the series.
What follows after? Yeah.
I won't spoil that.
No, don't spoil.
It's going to be out on Netflix. They're actually doing it. It's a feature-length movie, so there's no series. It's once off, and Netflix are the host of this.
Amazing.
Which is amazing. Times are changing, isn't it? Things aren't opening in the cinemas.
No.
Netflix is so powerful that they get the openers for this.
Sky are doing something similar as well. They're making movies, so they're really sort of in the cinema and on Sky Cinema
at
as well.
At the same time.
Yeah, it's clever. But hang on a sec. Breaking Bad movie?
Yeah.
Yes, science!
So it's been a couple of years, and I think, I always wait till I've kind of forgotten little bits of the episodes where I can go back and go, oh my God, I can still be surprised again. That's what I've been waiting for.
I've heard if you watch Breaking Bad like a second time, you see things that you completely overlooked, yeah.
Okay, well that starts tonight, I think. It doesn't say when it's going to be out on Netflix, but we'll wait and I'll update you when I know. That was a gossip according to Suze. You may go and peace.
98 FMs.
Florence and Machine, Shake It Out. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 9:41. I absolutely love this part of the show. I know, Suze, it's like you don't realise the amount of work that goes into getting these stories from around the world.
Days of work.
Days of work.
Yeah.
Like you're usually buried in a corner somewhere. It's like you're tapping away trying to find the weirdest stories from around the world to get us one more chin story.
And I found a weird one today.
Okay.
So we all know Luke from 98 FM's Big Breakfast has been sick all week with the flu. Luke, if you're listening from your sickbed, I've got a bit of a moneymaker for you.
Mm?
There's a startup in America at the moment and they are selling tissues that are preloaded with sneezes.
What?
Let that sink in for a second.
Hang on a second.
Okay. So it's their tagline is get sick on your own terms. So for $80, they'll send you out a tissue that someone has sneezed into.
Yeah.
They pop it in. It's actually quite a fancy box, considering what's inside it.
It'd want to be.
Yeah. And it's preloaded with the sneeze from someone who has the flu. And they send it out and they say, get sick on your own terms. So when suits you better to be sick? And then it will protect you for the rest of the season. So you've already got sick. Your immune system will recuperate after that. And then you should be grand.
Would you trust some bloke on the internet
no.
who's asking for money so he can send you a damp tissue?
They sneezed into it.
Yeah.
Also, there's no instruction manual with it. So when it arrives, what do you do?
Just hold it up to your face and breathe it in, yeah.
Just dive in.
Ugh.
So Luke, yeah. There you go. Sneeze into a few tissues, save them, and sell them for €80 a book.
You're a deluded woman. The man has never used a tissue in his life.
Have a listen to the fancy ad that comes with it.
You tear your muscles to become stronger. You learn to fall to become a dancer. You callus your fingers to become a musician. Why is your immune system any different? Introducing a tissue powered by the human body, for the human body. This flu season, keep your immune system feeling like your immune system. Vave.
What does your immune system feel like? I can't feel mine. There's something wrong with me.
Yeah. Numb.
Feelingless. I don't know. I'll just finish that with the doctor said it's a complete waste of money and there is so many different types of viruses that it's not going to work. So I'll give you a song suggestion.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Pink. Make me sick. You make me sick. I want you, I'm hating it. Now you're
98FM's Big Breakfast.
I love that. After all of that, doctor says, no, it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
But give it a go anyway. No, don't. No, don't give it a go.
Try sell them.
Wasn't there, isn't there like a, you can buy like measles or chickenpox lollipops and stuff?
And yeah.
People have chickenpox parties and stuff.
It's a strange world.
It is really weird. Okay, so where are you going with this? With your song suggestions? 0877 98 98 98. Have a bit of fun with this. On the way, actually, even a song that suits this. If you don't take this tissue, Dean Lewis, Be Alright. On the way next on The Big Breakfast.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Dean Lewis, Be Alright on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper Luke. It's 9:51. Good morning. Sue's brought us a One More Tune story, which is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, if you want to get sick on your own terms, why not buy a tissue preloaded with someone's sneeze?
That's Luke's sneeze, by the way.
Yeah, so imagine that has loads of flu-infested germs making their way into the tissue. And you can use that as a way to get sick when you want, if
I
you want.
Genuinely feel a little bit sick thinking about the whole thing. Loads of song suggestions coming in. Majority of them looking for Dr. Dre. And Jamie and Blanche says, Dr. Dre, any song from Dr. Dre, please. No props. So we've just like gone, Dr. Dre, his Forget About Dre with Eminem. Nice one. Here's Luke again. That's disgusting. Get better. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's One More Tune.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.